This is episode 6 of The Source, looking back at some of the weird and wacky stories you might have missed through the week.
Ahead this episode, a US celebrity is celebrating a very unusual milestone.
Aussies up in arms over the Vegemite on toast recipe caught on camera, if you like, US website.
And a 35-year-old woman who's pregnant, but for all the wrong reasons.
Plus a whole heap more thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
The weird and wacky week that was. This is The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
You know, I'm mad for a party, right?
You are the party queen.
I like a celebration. Put a party hat on me. Give me one of those blowy things and I'm good to go.
A blowy thing.
What are they called?
Well, I don't know. It's a blowy thing now.
Maybe I'll ask Chrissy Teigen.
They do?
Yes.
Like New Year's Eve.
Yeah, one of those things.
One of those blowy things.
I think so. It doesn't matter. Chrissy Teigen's had a party.
Chrissy Teigen, now yes. she's a fairly good looking piece out of the US, isn't she? Hollywood A grader, would she be? B grader, maybe?
Maybe a B grader. Started her career as a beautiful looking model, if you don't mind.
Very attractive.
With all the right curves in all the right places.
Gotcha.
You've got to have those, don't you?
The imagination is running wild right now.
Sorry about that. We've just started as well. You know, the rich and the famous, they do things. Probably on a different scale to you and I. They've got so much money and they can splash it around with whatever they want to do.
You know, I think that would be the understatement of the year, that the Hollywood A-graders would do things a little bit different than you and I.
Yeah.
It couldn't be more bowls apart.
That's actually a really good point. People right now are swanning around in their mansions and, yeah, I'm sitting in a tent. Not quite, but, I feel like it sometimes.
I feel you.
Chrissy Teigen's had her breast implants removed.
I got my interest now.
Right, thought you might have. And as ridiculous as it might seem, it's become massive news because her boobs have gone missing.
Gotcha. I'm making the connection.
Massive boobs gone. Right. No more.
No more.
So did you lose interest now?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, even her daughter was excited about it and had a little, wish goodbye to them, and that made news as well. Must have been a slow news week.
I wish goodbye.
I don't know. Clearly it was important that people knew about it anyway. She had them for 14 years.
Right, okay.
So they got her.
Part of her life.
Made her as rich as what she was, those things. They weren't the only ones missing them as well. So it happens. Some of her friends decided to send her a cake.
A special cake for the occasion.
The cake had a message written on it. It was a tombstone that read, "Rest in peace, 2006 to 2020. Have you ever seen those boob cakes, by the way?
No, I haven't. I'd like to see that one, though.
They're actually really funny. You get them for baby showers and stuff.
Oh, but boob cakes for baby showers?
Yeah, like you can eat them. It's like,
why would you get a boob cake for a baby shower?
Because you're going to have breast milk and stuff, and then it's got a big bubble on the front of it, like that's supposed to be the pregnant. That's another story.
Okay.
Anyway, Chrissy Teigen had earlier posted an image of herself getting a COVID test done that was needed before she went into the surgery. She decided to give her fans the ridiculous news in her own words. Of course she did.
Here she says,
hi.
How'd you do? Two boobs, two hellos.
Yep. She says, so I posted myself getting a COVID test on Twitter as I'm getting surgery, she wrote on Instagram as well. A lot of people are understandably curious and nosy. Boobsy? Nosy? So I'll just say it here. I'm getting my boobs out.
She's had her boobs out for 14 years.
I was just going to say, there's a different way to get your boobs out.
She is literally telling
people she's getting her boobs out. She says, they've been great for me for many years, but I'm just over it. She added, I'd like to be able to zip up a dress in my size and lay on my belly with pure comfort. They must be like balloons. No biggie, so don't worry about me. All good. I'll still have boobs, but they'll just be pure fat. Which is all a tit is in the first place, is what she says. A dumb, miraculous bag of fat. Quote, unquote, Chrissy Teigen, let's have a celebration because your boobs are gone.
Sounds like she's abreast of the situation anyway. I was madly trying to think when you're talking how I'm going to end that for you.
Good on you, Chrissy. Say goodbye to your boobs.
I wonder what stage that you're at when you realise that you don't want your boob implants anymore. They're just too big, or is it they're uncomfortable? Is it they're too big, or are you just over
it? Can you chuck them on Marketplace, and sell the implants? Well,
we are talking about the US.
Yeah, right.
You wouldn't know.
Put them on Craigslist or something over there, wouldn't you?
What was her name again?
Chrissy Teigen.
Check that out later on.
Yeah, I bet you will.
Once you see her, you'll know who she is. She's been in a couple of action movies early on, I think, too. So she's very attractive.
Beautiful.
And obviously just decided it's just time to be a bit more natural.
And then maybe people will look at her face now, not her chest.
My eyes are up here. How common is that? Now, Aussies are up in arms at the moment. We love our Vegemite toast. We had Vegemite toast for breakfast this morning.
Yes.
Love our veggie on toast. But there is a recipe that's been posted on the US website that is absolutely taking the PI double five.
Oh.
If you don't mind.
The double five.
Now, I don't want to sound like an Aussie cliche, but we know we do love our Vegemite on toast in particular.
Of course.
We love it so much that we'll spread an inch thick layer on that thick black, of the thick black yeasty goodness on a bit of bread. Eat it in two or three bites and immediately come back for more.
Yum.
We could live on the stuff if we could.
Absolutely.
Breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Cheesy
love our Vegemite.
Scrolls. Do you know my nan used to put Vegemite in soup? That's another story.
I mean, I think you told me that once.
Yeah.
It's like a vegetable
soup
or something.
Like a broth. Like it made a Vegemite broth.
I think I'll pass on that.
Yeah.
Get over broth
it's
at the
like
moment.
Like salty water.
Point is, we never thought there was a wrong way to eat Vegemite on toast. Mm. Until we saw a recipe on a US website, food.com.
Okay.
And now we're rationally annoyed and it's literally all we can think about since we've seen this photo.
Mm.
Now, it does give you a recipe on how to – this is a recipe for the American, our good American folk friends.
Yep.
But how to make one of our most famous Australian dishes, which is or spreads, which is Vegemite, is very Australian.
Very.
And they felt like they really – now, if you just think about it for a second, you've just got – bread, margarine or butter and Vegemite. So it shouldn't really be too much thought go
it's
into this.
Not
for
that,
us, it's not really.
Not that hard.
And for our American listeners, we are brought up on this.
Yep.
When we're kids, we get Vegemite.
Yep.
So that's why we love it so much.
Yes.
You might not like it, but you weren't brought up on it.
Yep.
You might have been brought up on corn dogs.
Oh, hello.
Someone else is interested in that. Now, there is a particular method according to food.com. So first, you toast your favourite variety of bread, butter it generously and spread a thin layer of Vegemite on it.
So far, so good. Perfect.
Remember, this is very flavoursome stuff, so you don't need to use much at all. Now, this is the words of food.com.
Okay,
food.com.
Good. Okay.
Ingredients, 2 by slices of bread.
Okay.
Preferably white.
Mm.
Don't think that makes much of a difference in Australia.
Oh, I reckon it does.
I don't mind it on the grainy stuff. Well, you had grainy bread this morning. It was nice on that, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Because I made it.
Yeah, okay.
1/8 of a teaspoon of Vegemite.
Mm.
More if you are a little gamer.
I don't know.
1/2 teaspoon of butter or 1/2 teaspoon of margarine. Generous serve is recommended.
Half a what? Teaspoon?
1/2 teaspoon.
Half of 14 teaspoons would probably
half a
be better.
Tablespoon. Observations on this. Okay, I made some observations.
Not enough butter.
First, since when does the act of spreading things on toast count as cooking?
Okay.
So why is it on a cooking website?
Okay.
The butter to Vegemite ratio is just completely wrong.
Totally out.
And there is a photo on food.com, and I want to show you this again.
Mm.
Our listeners obviously can't see this, but I'll describe it in detail very shortly. Now, there's a picture of the toast on a breakfast plate, ready to serve up for brekkie via food.com.
Yep.
There is an item sitting beside that piece of toast. What is the item sitting beside that piece of toast?
Why are they serving toast next to carrots?
There are carrots. on a plate, baby carrots, beside a slice of Vegemite toast. That is my third observation. Baby carrots do not belong anywhere near this dish. Now, lovely friends.
Maybe they're using the same plate for lunch.
Probably.
I don't know.
Lovely friends in the US. We don't have carrots and Vegemite. So don't believe food.com.
You don't have anything else with Vegemite, just toast and butter.
That's it. or cheese. You can have cheese.
Oh, well, lots of cheese.
That's,
okay.
That's a whole different
I suppose
podcast.
An egg and avocado
you
on
can.
The same piece
Let's just
of toast.
Talk about, just keep it simple for the two ingredients on the bread,
however,
margarine and Vegemite.
No carrots.
1/8 teaspoon is simply not enough Vegemite, especially when there's, 4 times as much butter as Vegemite in the recipe.
Yeah.
Where's the flavour in that? You've really got to have the balance right. Mm. And how are you even going to taste the Vegemite if you're just putting too much butter? Now, even though I said too much butter, it's only 1/2 teaspoon. We have far more than that. So you've got to put some really good margarine and let it soak into the bread and then put a good coating. Now, as Aussies, we are still battling between what is the right amount of Vegemite. I like a heap on it.
Know.
You like a very thin amount on it. But
it's
just getting the balance right. And I have it the correct way. 1/2 teaspoon of butter isn't even enough. butter to really soak into the bread. So we've got it wrong on all that level. Now, I want you to just go and do a search on food.com, our listeners out there, and just check out this recipe, Vegemite on toast. And just, look, it's got the kind of spread, okay? It's kind of your spread.
Just look for the carrots. Yeah.
But really, it's a piece of bread with so little margarine or toast or Vegemite on it. It's hardly worth it.
They've made it too complicated.
It's not a complicated thing.
Throw some bread in the toaster, smother a heap of margarine or butter all over it, and thinly spread all the way to the edges your Vegemite very thin. You do not put Vegemite on thick. That's a rookie mistake for those that live outside Australia. A rule also,
do not get a spoon and put it in the Vegemite and eat it off the spoon.
Like
you might do that with peanut butter.
Yes.
Byron Bay peanut butter, perhaps.
Of course.
But you would not do that with Vegemite. It's not designed to eat off the spoon, so don't do that.
Well, also, just for your information, repeat one last time, do not serve it with carrots.
No carrots required. So we've got more to get through. This is episode 6 of The Source.
G'day, this is Eric Banner for RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving. Here's a simple word of advice. If you enjoy a drink when you go out, keep it simple. Unless you're a rocket scientist, how do you really know whether you're under or over the limit? So try this. Either drink or drive. Don't mess around trying to do both.
A message from RAD, recording artists, actors and athletes against drink driving.
This is The Source with Cindy and Daz.
Beer on the wall. So, what another great lead in. And like, I spend a lot of time in the recording studio dropping some of our tracks. There might even be an album come out, The Source album, best of.
What's it going to be called?
It'll just be all my tracks.
Oh, okay.
Dazza Goes Nuts or something.
Right. The only nuts I want to know about right now are peanuts.
Well, I'm not talking about peanuts at all. There's an American company is bringing a 99-pack of beer cans to Australia.
Oh, that's got your attention.
For a generous $250, which means each can comes in at $2.50.
Okay.
How good is that?
That's good.
Beer company Pabst Blue Ribbon has unveiled a limited edition 99 cans pack, and it'll be coming here on June 22.
Right.
It's pretty close. What's the date today?
I don't even know what the date is.
21st today for our listeners.
Oh, tomorrow.
Dropping tomorrow. Now, the mega pack weighs a whopping 37 kilograms.
Ooh.
It's enough beer to fill a small keg.
Mm.
The 99 pack of beer has been very popular in the US around Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Very popular. Pabst Blue, I've never tried a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer, but you know, if $2.50 a can and you've got one of these solid 99 packs, it would be a great gift if you want to spend $250 on somebody.
Okay.
That's a lot. I'd spend $250 over 25 people.
Big commitment to make in case someone's.
You've got to be serious about someone.
Yeah, but they might not like it.
Well, then you just take it back. You re-gift it back to yourself.
I see.
Now, it seems a very happy accident that many Aussie states, such as Queensland and WA, are only allowing gatherings up to 100 people as coronavirus restrictions relaxed. Mm. So 99 beers is the perfect number.
Okay.
100 people at my party.
All right.
99 cans.
Okay.
You just spent $250 on people that half of them you probably don't even like.
Yeah, that's true.
Weirdos. As restrictions lift right here, the company expects purchases to skyrocket. Dave O'Connor, National Field Sales Manager of Tribe Breweries, who distributes Pabst in Australia, says they're looking forward to seeing how people respond to the bulk pack.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll go nuts.
Do you?
It'll go crazy.
Do you think so?
Hey, if people drink Great Northern, I'll give this a try.
Okay, let's not name and shame.
Damn water. He says, as we start to resume our normal habits, spending time with friends and celebrating occasions together, our team is looking forward to seeing the weird and wacky. Now, I've got a bit of a problem with this because we've already taken weird and wacky for The Source. So, Dave, you can't say weird and wacky.
Okay. Well, you could say wacky and weird.
So you can say the unusual way people will undoubtedly respond to this launch. I think Aussies will go crazy because we like the kind of novelty aspect of it, the kind of unique.
Yep.
Now, if you want to find out who's stocking it, you can head to Tribe Brewery's website or purchase it online at Craft Cartel. Some Sydney bottle-o's have already jumped in the queue to stock the unique product, including Marrickville's The Barrel Room, Camperdown Cellars, and the Liquor Emporium in St. Peter's.
Okay.
Looks like you got 99 problems, but a beer ain't one.
Okay.
How good is that? The 99-pack of beer, Pabst Blue Ribbon. I don't know what it tastes like. It's out of the US. Not a major fan of the US beer, personally. Mm. But it would be certainly a great novelty, this massive big 99. And why they chose 99 pack, I have no idea.
Just take a photo of it. That's all you need. You don't need to drink it.
Grab it from Google and just say, I've got it.
You would too.
What do you got?
Oh, wow. I've got a bit of an angry customer.
Oh, okay.
Not an angry customer.
Changing the mood.
Changing the mood, all right. I'm going to ask you if you're a fan of road rage. I'll answer for you. Yes, you are.
I'm not a fan of road rage, but I do partake.
Yes, you do often.
Because there's idiots on the road. That's why they're lunatics. Morons.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's plenty of them around. We're absolutely surrounded by them.
We are.
And there's a woman who has turned a road rage incident into an absolute game changer.
Right, okay. Now you have me interested.
Well, you know when someone beeps their horn at you, you get a little bit grumpy and you beep back and, then all sorts of things happen.
Well, it depends what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're not paying attention, the light goes green and you're sitting there and someone gives you a little gentle
mm-hmm.
bonk,
yep.
It's like a courtesy, hey, wake up. And then some people just go bam.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, it's your own fault anyway.
That's exactly right. So picture yourself in the drive-thru at McDonald's.
Right.
Easy to do.
I'm there. I'm hungry already.
Often. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're in the drive-thru at Macca's and, look, we all know the Macca's menu is pretty standard. It doesn't change often, but sometimes mm-hmm. you don't know what you want. So you're going to take a little bit of time to place your order.
You might want to mix it up a little
bit. You might want to. Or with the menus the way they are these days as well, they sometimes change on the screen. So you're trying to find something and it's not there.
And you feel a bit of pressure because you've got a line up behind you. Well, you want to move along pretty quick.
Correct. Okay. And that's exactly what's happened. So you're in the drive-thru. You can't decide what to have. And the woman behind you is beeping her horn crazily at you.
Well, then I'd be really annoyed.
Yeah, you would be, wouldn't you? Well, this lady was very annoyed
because
she wanted to, you know, just place her order in her own time. She's from Canberra.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to say any more?
No.
No, I don't think they're all right. We don't have any problem with people from Canberra.
No problem with people, apart from
the pollies. Yeah, right. Okay. Well, she's driven down to the window. Right. Okay, because this woman behind her is screaming at her and it's not going well.
So she's placed her order.
She's placed her order.
Moved on to the paying window, right.
She's gone down to the paying window and instead of, you know, getting out of her car and just, you know, swatting her or telling her where to go, she's decided to do a good deed.
Oh, wow.
She thought, you know what, that woman behind me, she's in a foul mood. I'm going to make her day.
Paying it forward, kind of.
Well, paying it forward, paying it for her. So she paid for her own meal. And then she said to the lady at McDonald's or the man, whoever served her, she said, I want to pay for the order behind me as well. The young lady behind me honked her horn. I was taking too long to place my order. I think she's in a bad mood. Let me just pay for her meal as well.
Okay.
Well,
that's lovely. That's a turn of events. I wasn't expecting that.
Paid for both. Moved down to the next window. The lady behind her has got to the window to pay. And the person at McDonald's has said, your order's been paid for. The lady in front of you has already paid for it. Now, she's embarrassed, clearly, highly embarrassed.
Thrilled as well, I'd imagine.
Well, a bit of a kindness with a twist, isn't it?
Mm.
You know, you wouldn't expect that. So she's like now waving through the window at the lady in front of her saying, I am so sorry, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Driven down to the next window. So the lady who paid for the meal, the one that was being honked at, the one that's paid for both orders, has decided to show both of the receipts she's got for hers and the order behind her, take the orders and drive away.
So she's paid for – she's grabbed both.
Yep, she's grabbed both. And do you know what she said? Do you know what? I can't say what I want to say right now.
Well, you can. It's a podcast.
No, I'm not going to.
Get stuffed.
Yeah, get stuffed, you stupid cow. Don't you dare honk me. Oh, now you're going to have to go all the way back around and start again. How good is that?
That's the ultimate revenge.
Isn't it the ultimate I really, really like it. Ha ha, bad luck.
Twitter would have went into meltdown. I reckon that, I'd imagine. So,
was on a Facebook forum as well, and there was some all sorts of comments that were commending her on such a great job. This is The Source with Cindy and Daz. Stick around, we'll be back after the break.
Final question. For $1 million or a bout of gastro, what are the odds of getting food poisoning each year? 1 in 10 or 1 in 5?
I reckon 1 in 10.
Wrong. With 4.1 million cases of food poisoning every year, your odds are 1 in 5.
Oh, I think I need to go lie down.
You won't have to if you follow these basic food safety tips. Clean, chill, cook and separate.
For more tips and how to donate, Google Food Safety Information Council.
The Source with Cindy and Daz, all the weird and wacky stuff you might have missed this week.
Now, we know if you end up in prison, you've generally done something wrong. Something's gone bad.
Okay.
Or you've gone bad.
Mm-hmm.
Rodney Cotton of Brooklyn, had a really hard time in prison recently after his erection lasted for 6 days.
No way.
And the prison authorities did nothing to reduce his pain. Now, as a fellow listening out there, if you've got a prolonged erection... It's not the most most comfortable thing.
How long's an erection normally last for? Just
well, since after the job's done.
Okay.
Pretty much it.
Okay.
It's lasted for 6 days.
Why?
As reported by the Huffington Post. Yeah. Hello to the folk at Huffington Post. They deliver some really good stuff.
Yes, they do.
50-year-old prisoner suffered permanent injuries to his penis, loss of function, mutilation, continued pain and discomfort, amongst others, and was furious at the jail authorities for the same.
Now, for obvious reasons, I'm just going to state that I don't have a penis.
Well, that's a relief. I really am. I know quite a few gentlemen out there that have vaginas.
Okay, but I'm just going to say that I don't have one, but I'm already sore for him. It's hurting.
Very painful. He told the Daily News in quite some pain, "They took my manhood. It's embarrassing. We're here to create. I can't perform my duties as a man."
Well, he's not going to be able to do that in an all-male jail either. Just
Oh, he can.
Okay.
He can perform his duties in can't create.
No, that's
but
right.
He can perform his manhood in jail or get his man, someone else's man. Anyway, I want to go there anyway.
What happened?
He's here to create. Maybe he's an artist. Well, it's understandable as anyone who's ever had a prolonged boner could attest to the pain of an unwanted prolonged one.
Okay. Well, why does your face look really like it's in a lot of pain
that's
right now?
Painful even thinking about it. As reported by the Huffington Post once again, Brooklyn native Rodney Cotton, who has served 39 years so far, attributes his extensive period of turgidity, there's a word for it, never used that on our podcast before,
to
the antipsychotic drug Risperdal, which he's been using to treat his bipolar disorder.
Okay.
Now you're with it. The lack of treatment for his unusual symptom led to his permanent injuries and loss of function, the case said. Now, after suffering for a while, he had to feign chest pains in order to see the doctor who gave him some over-the-counter pill rather than sending him to the hospital. It'll go away. Stop having pleasant thoughts about George.
In cell number nine.
Cell number nine. Cotton said it didn't go down. It hurt and it started pounding. I had to wear briefs or boxers, which I thought everybody wore sort of boxers anyway.
Thought you would too.
I couldn't wear jeans. They had me walking around like that for almost a week.
Ouch.
Look on your face.
Oh, my gosh.
The delay and the negligence of the authorities caused further troubles, and Cotton sued them originally for $10 million.
I bet you that went down well.
The DOC.
And I meant the claim,
That was reasonably humorous.
The erection.
It's unusual for you.
Just want to say erection. Okay.
You did 14 times.
I said erection again.
The DOC and health officials were, however, able to come to a deal before the trial, and the matter was settled at $750,000.
Get out of here.
For a six-day-old erection.
Maybe it was worth it.
What did I say?
Erection.
You got it again. Cotton said, "If I had the choice between the reward and having my manhood restored, I'd have my manhood restored in a heartbeat." Of course he would.
Liar.
Anyone would, but we sincerely sympathise with the man. Now, if I had my way, I'd have a six-day boner and I'd have the $750,000. If I had my way, that's just me. Just getting one in the first place is a bit of a challenge these days. I'm a little bit older.
You did not say that. You did not say that.
For some people.
He got $750,000.
Just for walking around with a heart on.
I want to know, though, what happens, like what's the rest of this story? Because if you've got $750,000 as compensation for having an erection, because I just want to say that again, for 6 days, how long's he in jail for? Is he going to enjoy that money? What was his sentencing? Blah, blah, blah. There's not a full stop on that for me yet.
He's a jailbird porn star now.
Yes, he is.
But they all know him. They all know RC, they call him now.
They know.
Rodney Cotton, RC, Rodcott.
What's in his bank account and how many smokes they can buy with that.
Absolutely. What's in his jeans?
Hey, speaking of erections.
Oh, really? It probably has nothing to do with it at all.
It has everything.
Okay.
To do with it because there's a 35-year-old woman who is pregnant with her 20-year-old stepson's baby.
Wow. I can see the connection there. Yes, okay.
Yes, because
so 35-year-old.
35-year-old woman.
20-year-old.
20-year-old stepson.
Stepson.
Okay.
Wow, okay. Yeah,
that'd work at the age of 20, wouldn't it?
Out of the US?
No, Russia.
Oh, wow.
Russia.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Marina Belmasheva. Now, I'm going to try that again.
Well done on that.
Belmasheva has been Vladimir's stepmother since he was 7 years old.
So it's been a long crush, 13-year crush.
She's now 4 weeks pregnant with his child.
Right, okay.
Okay. Marina posted her video to her 411,000 Instagram followers.
Well, who is she in the first place to have 411,000?
I don't know. Now, I've started following her, I will say. It's really hard to understand what's going on because it's all in Russian.
Right, okay.
But you can press that see translation button, but it doesn't, do you know what I mean? The translation's not great.
Yep.
And it's hard, but I'm going to follow it until this baby's born. I want to see what's going on.
It's a future update right there.
Absolutely. So she's put on her Instagram page to, again, her 411,000 followers that her and 20-year-old stepson, now fiancé.
Wow, escalated quickly.
Are expecting a baby. So meanwhile, her five adopted children that she's been raising with her now ex-husband, Alex, all the children are living with him now.
Was Alex a past cousin or related in some way?
I don't believe so.
Seems to have some history there, doesn't she?
Well, Alex is a little bit cross now. Mm-hmm. He says she's seduced my son. And he is not capable of that. Well, clearly he is.
But I think he's got his stuff in working order.
Alex is a little bit cross, okay? Mm. He says about his 20-year-old son, he had not had a girlfriend before her. They weren't shy to have sex while I was at home. I would have forgiven her for cheating if it wasn't my son. What is going on?
Okay, and I'm there.
He claimed she was running to my son's bed from our bedroom when I was sleeping, and after that she was coming back and lying in bed with me as if nothing had happened. When I found out about everything, I demanded a divorce. Okay, I'll continue.
It's a little funny.
The relationship – I'll just change the tone. The relationship between Marina and Vlad bloomed after he returned home on a break from university when he was 19. He was helping his stepmom in the kitchen and looking after the adopted children and helping her do the shopping, and love just blossomed.
She dropped a cooking utensil one day and then look out.
Well, yeah, it also says that she's recently also posted a photo of herself on Instagram, aged 22, when he was just 7 as well. She's posted that photo.
Mm-hmm.
I will add that's not in this story because I have stalked her Instagram within an inch of its life. She has lost a significant amount of weight. Now, I would say probably 50 to 60 kilos, maybe more.
So she's
obviously, she looks younger now than what she did when she was his stepmother when he was 7.
Okay.
So she's found herself. She's got obviously a whole new confidence about her as well. She's
a cougar now.
She's a cougar, all right.
A cougar at 35.
One person has said what shocks me the most about this is that the boy grew up before her very eyes. She says, I know some will judge us, others will support us. We're very happy. Marina says that they're going to get married next month, but they're not going to have a lavish celebration.
I don't think anybody's going to turn up.
Now, there's another parent in this story here, Vladimir's mother, the ex-wife of Alex.
Right.
Okay, the first ex-wife of Alex. She's going to help them care for the baby. She says, I want you to know it. Everything is possible in this world. Marina.
Love is love.
Belmashiva, 35, 20-year-old stepson's baby. Anyway, find her. Google Russian woman pregnant with her stepson's baby. You'll find her. And if anyone can decipher the translation, that'd be really appreciative of some type of context. Well,
love
around
is
it.
Love. Doesn't matter about age. All the best happy. To them. Mm. They'll be very happy.
Won't they?
When she hits 70, it'll be what like 20?
Yeah.
4 or something? Like. But you know what?
Something like that.
Kid will almost be as old as dad.
Yeah, I know, but Botox is a good thing. She'll probably still look good.
Absolutely. Hey, it's been a whole heap of fun.
Always.
Episode 6 of The Source, of course, brought to you by Byron Bay Peanut Butter.
Yes, thank you to our good friends.
We'll be back again next week. Check us out at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to your podcast in general.
We'll catch you then. Have a good week.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of The Source with Cindy and Daz, thanks to Byron Bay Peanut Butter. For more episodes, head to extrabutter.com.au.